Proclamation number 7486, dated the December 25th, 1959. Responsibility in earthly life. As soon as you take the path across earth, you will exist in undreamt of heights, compared to the abyss you found yourselves in after your apostasy, after your fall into deepest darkness. Truly, only a few more steps have to be taken by you, compared to the infinitely long path you have covered already. You only need to take a short stretch of path ahead of you in order to reach the goal that was given to you an eternity ago, to be permitted to stay in close proximity to me as a child of God, to be able to blissfully enjoy the glories of heaven, to be intimately united with me as it was in the beginning. You are close to your perfection when you may enjoy the grace of the final embodiment as a human being, and after a short time of testing your will can enter this very kingdom of glory which I promised you when I said, I hath not seen, nor ear heard, neither have entered into the heart of man, the things which God hath prepared for them that love him. Single quote, you can reach your last goal in this very short earthly life, compared to the time which lies behind you. But you can also fall abysmally low again. You can return to the places you left an eternity ago with my help in order to travel the path of ascent. If you consider that the long path of your preliminary development might have been futile, that you will have to take the same infinitely long-lasting path again, if you consider that you will be forfeiting my kingdom and its magnificence for the sake of short physical pleasures by allowing your soul to starve in favor of your body, then a great sense of responsibility should make you strive twice as hard in order to reach your goal while you are still on earth. You should do whatever it takes in order to attain my kingdom and its glory, in order to escape the fate of a renewed banishment and to conclude your process of development, so that you will be released from the form and able to enter the kingdom of the beyond. Only a few more steps need to be taken and you will have succeeded. Gather all your strength once more and don't regret the difficult descent. Comply with my words. Do whatever I say to you. Try to fulfill my will, and you'll thank me forever that time and again I convey this serious admonition to you in order to protect you from a repeated fall into the abyss. I incessantly appeal to you and try to awaken your sense of responsibility. Strength will continually flow to you through my word. My love is constantly striving to help you to progress, so that you will cover the last short path with my support, so that you will not become too weak in order to complete your pilgrimage. Time and again I will guide you to a source from which you will be able to draw from my water of life to gain strength and vigor on your pilgrim's journey. Time and again I will make you aware of the agonizing state of a renewed banishment, only to encourage you to follow your goal, to establish the bond with me and to venture the last short rise at my side, which will surely not be in vain but will truly lead to the goal as long as you make a serious effort to reach this goal. It is not my will that your earthly path should have been futile, it is my will that you should soon be able to enjoy total freedom in light and strength. I want you to return to me as my children, to desire with all your heart to escape the abyss and to belong to me, whose children you will have become once you have overcome the abyss. I want to know you as blissfully happy. I want you to work in light and strength and freedom, so that you fulfill the purpose that was designated to you from the very start but which presupposes your change from a living creation into a child of God, which you should thus accomplish in earthly life. This is why I constantly speak to you and exhort you to heed my voice. And I will pursue you with my words until the end. For I don't want my living creations to be wretched. I want them to become and remain blissfully happy forever. Amen.